Welcome to Reunited in Green, a look back at the very best of the Riders season in 2019. I am Derek Taylor, and today we're looking back at Week 14, the Riders and Alouettes. Another big game for Brett Lowther and for the Riders' offense. Tough one for their defense without Charleston Hughes. We will discuss the injury that kept him out of this game and plagued him the rest of the season. We'll hear from Cody Fajardo, Craig Dickinson, William Powell, Jason Shiver, Shaq Evans, Manny Arsenault, Brett Lowther, and so many more. Another great edition of Reunited in Green is straight ahead. Luke Mullinder and I inside the booth next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Inside the booth, Derek Taylor and Luke Mullinder ahead of Week 14, the Riders hosting the Alouettes. This not the one that was canceled by the weather, thank goodness for that. This is the full one coming up, and Luke, the Riders needed the full 60 minutes here because the week before this game, they got handled in the Banjo Bowl 35-10.
Yeah, that was a murder. So the thing that I really liked about that game in particular in the Banjo Bowl, this was the only thing I liked about that game, was how the players were handling it right away after the game. Right, they got together, they seemingly regrouped literally in that locker room after being beaten 35-10, and they got their priorities in order. And they knew that this was a very motivated team in the Montreal Alouettes, who, by the way, thought that they should have won the first game between the Riders and Montreal in La Belle Province. So it was a motivated Montreal Alouettes team coming in. They knew that they were also on the precipice of their bye week and having that last final third, that final push of a season on deck. So It was a very crucial week for the team. And it was really nice to see that after that Banjo Bowl game, it was really nice to see the attitudes coming out of that locker room. They weren't a disheartened group. They weren't a group that was mad at each other. There were probably some things said in that locker room that bubbled to a point, but I sat there after doing the post game interviews and watched those guys leave, and confidence was still at an all time high. And I said to myself, well, listen, this is a sign of Coach Dickinson having these guys in the right mind state to win a marathon and not a sprint. But it's also indicative of the leadership and the fact that this team understands that they now have to take whatever learning and whatever lessons are on film from that shellacking, from the mollywhopping they just took.
Yes.
And come in there and compete against an Alouettes team that thinks they're better than you.
Yeah, you mentioned Montreal particularly motivated coming into this game.
One of the best sound bites that we heard from Coach Kahari Jones after the game was just seemingly finished in Montreal. I still have trouble talking about what happened was because it was so confusing.
Yeah.
But Kahari Jones looked at his team and said, this will not define us. And you knew, and especially the way they were playing up until week 14, they were playing well, right? They were going to be motivated to come in here and answer a lot of questions, but not the questions that the media was asking, that the fans were asking. They wanted to answer the questions within themselves. We should have won that last game. What are we going to do about it this game? So it was a good game in that regard as well.
Yeah. We'll talk about the reasons why they feel they should have won that game and why we need to give the Riders a little bit of a pass for no offensive touchdowns in that game in Montreal. It's the Alouettes and Riders from Week 14 coming up on Reunited in Green on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullinder with you. About 5 minutes away from kickoff of Week 14, the Alouettes and Riders on Reunited in Green. Montreal, you said before the break, feels like they should have won the game in Montreal, the one that was eventually canceled by the weather or ended early by the weather. What we learned from Reunited in Green is that Cody Fajardo played that game with a dislocated throwing shoulder. Had we known that in the time, we could have excused no offensive touchdowns. The way he dislocated that shoulder, Luke, diving for the pylon against Hamilton, he does that again in this game coming up, and yeah. I can't believe what Fajardo is willing to do to win. A play that hurt him so badly, he didn't even think about it in this game.
Well, when a dog sees a squirrel, it's on, right? And it can't help millions and millions of years of genetic engineering that says, I need to go and chase this squirrel up this tree, even though in the history of dogs, no one has ever caught a squirrel. Cody Fajardo, when he saw that, wasn't thinking, hey, this is how I, that's, he's thinking, oh, the competitor in him is just reacting.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. You don't think about the injury that you had in certain scenarios. You're competing, you're trying to win. And if that thought process had entered his mind, Cody wouldn't be cut out to lead the Saskatchewan Roughriders. If it was, oh man, this is how I got hurt the last time, you can't have a quarterback that thinks like that.
So. Yeah. We talk about in analyzing sports, the phrase bend but don't break gets thrown around. This was a real bend but don't break game for the Riders defense. There's one stat that comes up later in the game I'll discuss with Richard Kent, which will blow your mind. But Montreal has these massive drives that end up in only field goals. And after this game, I thought, ooh, this is really tough. Like you're getting beaten around, but you don't give up seven. Mm-hmm. Those are net positives. This is a real important sign for this defense.
Yeah, it's huge. We've talked a lot about how important it is to cross the goal line with the football. You're not going to win a Grey Cup just being able to kick field goals. You have to score, right? And this was a great example. Realistically, both defenses matched up well, right? Like I didn't mind the defensive coordinator's approach for Montreal, right? What he does is he said, okay, listen, just keep the guys in front of you if you're a defensive back. Let's let our athletes up front try to pressure the quarterback a little bit. But one thing we're not going to do is make a mistake. We're not going to let a guy get open just because we're not communicating properly, and we're not going to miss tackles. Like, they were a sound defense, I thought, right? Riders, much the same. Right. Only the Riders throughout that year, there were times where the Riders were their own worst enemy, whether it was missed tackles, whether it was special teams inefficiencies. Right. And you saw some of that. But that's the competitive nature of the group. Right. Like, you get down and you're like, well, we don't care if you've gotten this far. You're not crossing that goal line. And those are the best defenses.
A couple of minutes away from kickoff. Now we'll go to break on the other side. It's a look back at Week 14, the Riders and Alouettes on Reunited in Green, the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.